Welcome back, guys. So glad you guys made it back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So this episode for today, we're going to be talking about a topic that really hit me hard when I first became a mom, and even today. I feel like it's a struggle, not only for moms, but for anyone who's a living human being. And that's enjoying life to the fullest, even if it's with our children or our husbands. Just the fact of enjoying life. Now that really has a different meaning when we're talking about a Christian living by God. As moms or wives walking in the way of the Lord, let's talk about the importance of taking the time to not always be on alert, but to actually spend time and enjoying the life God made for us. So grab your coffee and let's dive in. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith Podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do because we're getting straight into it. All right, so let's get started in today's episode. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the fact of enjoying life. A lot of people, when they think about enjoying life, they think about having a nice house or having a nice car or just having very nice personal things. But those things are just material things. Those things don't make us happy. God didn't intend us to be happy off of personal things. Having a happy life is something that you have to take the time to be able to be with your family, to enjoy your family, to enjoy the gift that God gave you. He didn't give you the gift of life to not enjoy it and to not be happy. So God gave us this life to enjoy it and to enjoy our children, to enjoy our marriages, just to enjoy the gift of life that God gave us because it is a gift. He gave us the air that we breathe. He gave us all the things that we need to be able to enjoy this life. In 1 Timothy 6:17, it tells us that God richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. So he supplies us with these things. So as moms, we are always busy. We are always having something to do. But until life hits us and we actually see how precious life is and how fast life goes, we start to see how much older our children get. Life goes so fast. I always look at my children and I see how fast they're growing. It's like I remember when both of them, when they were just born. It's crazy how life goes so quickly. It's like 1 minute you're in January, the next minute you're already January of next year. So these days it just feels like the world does not stop, and literally it doesn't. So these precious moments that we have with our children, every minute counts, and we don't want to miss anything. It's always fun just looking back and just remembering that when your children were in their infant stage and everything was just so hard, like diapers and formula, and you just didn't know why your child was crying. Everything was just difficult in the beginning of that period. And you just think like, oh my goodness, when is this ever going to be over? You want to enjoy the time that you have with your child, but you're also in that stage where you just want this hard part to be over. But you don't realize how fast this goes. So you kind of really think about how much you miss it when they do get older, which is kind of strange because it's like, wow, I would totally go back in time and just redo some things. Because it is precious. Every moment is just precious. And that's what the book of Ecclesiastes talks about. It talks about how precious just being with your children, you're having that precious life. Now, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talked about King Solomon, how he just tried to figure out how or what was the secret to happy life. And he was the king, so he had everything. He had money, he had gold, he had silver. He tried so many different things. He just tried to figure out the key to happiness. But when his son took over his reign and he was at the end of his life, he finally found that the only key to happiness was through God. God was the only way to true happiness. King Solomon was the perfect person to try to find this meaning, to try to find this purpose in life. If anyone was to know the true path to happiness, it would be a wealthy person, right? Because they literally have everything, just like King Solomon. Nothing worked for him, though. He felt lost despite all that he had. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. He repeated this many times in the beginning of the book, which means it's all unpredictable. It's temporary. It's short-lived. King Solomon was on a journey, and his journey started out pretty rough. And it filled with void. But toward the end of his life, he became wise. He filled that empty spot with God. There are two things that we cannot control in this life. The first thing is time, and the second thing is death. Time, it's the way we spend our time with our loved ones, our time with the Lord, if we are a Christian, walking this Christian life, then we have to have that time for the Lord. Either if it's in prayer or if it's in reading the Word of God, just even talking to God, just sitting and thinking and having that quiet time and talking to the Lord. Because we need to have that relationship to be able to be happy, because He fills that spot with happiness and joy, that we can have the gift of life and enjoy it. So God leaves us the responsibility to choose our perspective. We get to choose how we live this life. We either live it by being unhappy, or we live it by choosing God and being with God and knowing that He will fill our void if we are filling that void with happiness. So death comes to all of us. Either we like it or not, it's going to come to all of us. Either we have a very short time on this earth, or we have a very long time, but we are promised death. And it talks about how we use our time, because our time goes by so quickly, and we're not promised another day. We're not promised tomorrow. A generation goes and a generation comes, but the earth remains forever. So let's talk about living life as a mom. What are three things how we can learn about enjoying life as a mom? Well, let's talk about number one. The first thing is we need to stop thinking that we should know everything as a mom. When we're moms, especially when we're just beginning, we're in that beginning stage as a mother, our mind automatically thinks that we should know every single thing about being a mom. And that is so completely untrue. Of course, we're going to do everything we can to try to understand how we can be the best mom we could be. But that doesn't mean that we're going to know everything. We can even read every book about being a mother, and we still won't know everything. The 9 months we have before our child comes, we can do everything we can to try to avoid hard situations or try to avoid tears. But those times will come no matter what. And when our child is up all night crying and we don't understand what's going on, or if our child does, you know, all of a sudden get this rash on their body and we don't understand what we did, of course we're going to blame ourselves, because we feel like it's our responsibility as mothers to automatically know everything. But we're not going to. We're not designed that way. We're not robots. We don't have answers for everything. And we need to understand that things will happen. Life happens. And being a mother, it's one of the hardest jobs out there. You cannot prepare yourself enough to be a mom. So we're not going to do everything perfectly. It's all going to look like a mess, maybe to you, but your children looks at you as like their hero. They look at you as, when they look at you, you can just see how much they look up to you. So you're not going to know everything. God didn't design moms to know everything. God wants us to enjoy our children. God wants us to guide them to the best that we can, teach them in His way. Go to the Lord with your questions. Go to the Bible with your questions. You will need the Lord. Motherhood is hard. We need answers. We don't know everything. So we need to remind ourselves to constantly be in prayer and be in His Word. So number two, it's pretty straightforward, this one. Enjoy life with your babies. We don't know how long we have. And like I said before, every moment, every beautiful memory counts. Like King Solomon said, he put it in good word. Motherhood is painful, not just in the beginning stage, not just when you're in labor, but throughout your whole child's life. It's painful to watch them grow. That time just does not stop for us. So they'll constantly be breaking our hearts, because we feel like when they are older, like, we should have had more time on vacation. We should have had more time talking and spending time outside playing, or, you know, all these different things just run through your mind. But just make the best of the best out of it. Sometimes we feel like just because we're a mom that our child's life should be perfect in every way. But that's not true. We can't control what our children does in this life. We do the best that we can with our children. We teach them the best that we can. We talk to them about the Lord the best that we can. We teach them how to pray. We teach them how to read the Bible. We do everything we can. But our job is not to make decisions for them. We can't make them be good. And that's one of the hardest things about being a mom, is we want them to be good and we try to force it as much as we can, but we can't. We that is up to them. They have to be the one to make those choices themselves. We teach them what we can, but they are the ones that make that final decision. And they have to learn how to be in the Lord themselves. You teach them, but they have to be the one to make that choice. So they'll have their own life and their own difficulties, but you can't be the one to think that it's all on you. Like I said, motherhood is painful. And sometimes they won't make the right decisions. And sometimes they will make us cry. But they have to be able to learn what you taught them and be able to run to the Lord when they're in a very hard situation or they're in a moment in their life where they're confused. Yes, you can guide them, but they have to learn. Just like King Solomon said, we make the choices in our life. And because we will always look at them as our babies, it's hard, you know, being a mom and just watching them grow and watching them make decisions maybe that we don't think is right, but we have to let them have their own journey in this life because that's how they'll learn. The ultimate way they'll learn is letting them making their wrong and right decisions. So the third thing is to not give up and to follow God. God is the only way to true happiness. And I really believe that. And the book of Ecclesiastes talks about it, that He will fill our life with happiness. Yes, we're going to be going through things in life. Yes, we're going to have hardships in life. But we have a way through that. We have a God that loves us. We have all the supplies that we need to get through those hard times. So, yes, being a mom is a challenge and will forever be a challenge, no matter if they're 5, 20, or 50, it will constantly be a challenge. But don't give up and just let's keep our eyes on the Lord for our life, for our marriages, and for our children. All right, so let's close out today in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for leading the way. Please be with all of us. We all need you in this journey of life. We all want that happiness. We all want that true joy that you give. And this life, this gift of life is precious. And it doesn't wait for anybody because we have time. Time just keeps going no matter what. So please help us to enjoy this life as much as possible. Yes, we know we will be in hard times as well because the hard times doesn't stop for a Christian. It comes for Christians as well, but we have you. We have you to get us through everything. Help us to have a great week. Be with us and just comfort us in anything that we're going through. We love you. Protect us in every way. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening today, and thank you so much for being with me. I really, really, really enjoy doing these podcast episodes. It's really helping me learn a lot about the Lord and just learn a lot about being a mom. I just, this journey to motherhood it's beautiful and it doesn't stop. So, come and We'll have a new episode next Tuesday. I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll say bye for now. Hey, sweet friend. If this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainey Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainey.